Joining us now in studio is John McCarthy, City of Dundas, the city administrator in the City of Dundas. City of Dundas, not the Village of Dundas, is it?
It's the City of Dundas.
All
thank
right.
you, Jeff.
Yes, a thriving metropolitan area. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. You had a meeting last night with the Dundas City Council, talked about some things, and we're going to talk about that now. I want to go back, though. Before we get to what happened last night, what happened earlier was a... There has been, the Planning Commission's been taking a look at solar panels and solar installations and such.
Right.
And what's the latest topic on that? Where are we at on that?
Well, last year a company that does the quote-unquote solar gardens,
mm-hmm.
Made it be known that they were considering a area in Dundas for one of the 1 megawatt gardens, approximately five acres, and basically the City of Dundas took a look at their solar ordinance, mm-hmm. and were concerned because the ordinance there was some concern because the ordinance was written back in the probably the late 1990s or the original ordinance, and this was when the solar consideration was primarily as an accessory use for residential and possibly mm-hmm. some businesses, and the possibility of solar uses have changed where these solar gardens basically are not necessarily an accessory use, they're a primary use, and they do occupy urban land, which has a most of the reason that you have cities is to consolidate services in the city so that you can service a population of people where there is some concern about the use of what could be valuable city land mm-hmm. help the tax base of the community for taking it out of service as a tax generator, even though the solar energy production is very important. So there's a lot of discussion about that. At that time, the city created a moratorium, interim moratorium, to study, which basically banned the construction of ground-mounted solar while the city studied its ordinance. So the Planning Commission has been going through various iterations of the ordinances, looking at what other cities do, especially in this area, and have gotten to the point where they have developed a ordinance that they feel is worth discussing at a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, the Planning Commission basically met on Thursday, looked at a final iteration of that ordinance, and asked the council to call for a public hearing. So the council last night did call for the public hearing, which is going to be held on July at the Planning Commission meeting on July 19th.
Okay. All right.
Basically, the ordinance will ban the proposed ordinance will ban ground-mounted solar as a primary use in most zoning areas of the city, but will permit it in the what's called the urban reserve area. So there is an area in the city which, or the agricultural reserve area, there is an area in the city which is not serviced by utilities, water and sewer, and that is considered what we consider the agricultural reserve. So
where's that at?
Basically, that's the west side of the city primarily,
the
large open area on the west side of the city.
Okay. All right. John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, with us. Let's move on. 0.5% sales tax. Where is Dundas on that? All right. What was discussed last night?
Last night, basically, the supporters and Administrator Martig from Northfield reviewed what the City of Northfield has done and what the current proposals that I brought the council up to date on that, and basically looking at having the proposed resolutions, which were very similar to Northfield's, on the on the agenda for the first meeting in July in the city of Dundas, which would basically authorize the city to request the half-cent sales tax to support the Ice Arena Civic Center. Now, I think that was some part of the discussion is, you know, Administrator Martag helped help clarify exactly what the changes were, you know, and what they were, how they've been proposed. So there are some, there's some details yet that that we have to work out with Northfield, but I think that it looks like it's moving ahead to be on to have the resolution of support and send it to a referendum at the general election.
Okay, and that's the first meeting in July.
That would be the July 9th, right?
Okay, all right. Once again, John McCarthy from Dundas is with us. Let's talk about the audit. Did everything go smoothly with your audit?
Everything went very smoothly. It took a little longer than normal this year because our auditor basically sold his firm to a new firm. Or to another firm, and they've been working together. He's still the auditor, but like many things, when you get older, adopting to a new format and a new method of basically entering information delays things a little bit, so we got our audit a little bit later than we normally get it. Everything was good, about what we expected it to be. We found no material deficiencies. We've got a very good reserve, and in all of the major funds, we've eliminated our reserve for TIF because we have no longer any TIF districts, and so we really we're in very good shape. I think we've got a good good cash reserve. There were some significant changes in some of the enterprise funds, but no change overall. And the changes basically were based on what we knew was going to happen with the elimination of TIF.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good to hear. Let's move on to some of the projects that you have going on this summer. Where are you at? Has everything started now?
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now in the private sector. Menards is working on their warehouse expansion and have just informed us that they plan to do some major interior remodeling, including adding a mezzanine and adding some... In improving their garden center, basically pretty substantial investments for just interior work. Mechanic.
I love the thought of a mezzanine.
Two-story Menards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is that associated with the garden center?
No, it's basically going to be in the mezzanine is going to be back at the store. The garden center improvements are within the garden center, but they're again pretty substantial improvements. Okay. As far as making it a more year-round facility, I think.
Okay.
I haven't really gone through the plans. They just arrived late yesterday afternoon, so that's been helpful. Mechanical Systems has started on their office building again. Restarted it last. They put the foundation in last fall with the anticipation that they will be doing construction this year. Now they've started with their putting their office building together on County Road 1.
Mm-hmm.
On the public sector, we will be closing Stafford Road and Cannon Road should be starting July 2nd. Cannon Road will be closed basically from the south border of Northfield to County Road 1, but there's really only two properties that need access, and that is the Dundas Dome, which is essentially closed this time of the year, and then our own metering station and water valve station. Which we do need access to every day, but we can go around very easily. So that that road will be closed. Stafford Road, mm-hmm. Which serves from Franzenbank to America's Mattress, will be under construction, but it will be accessible. All of the businesses there will be accessible 24/7 during the process.
Okay.
So that the construction will be occurring there, but the businesses will be there. And then our sidewalk project has been moving along. The sidewalks that go north are west out of downtown along Hester should be complete today, and some of the other sidewalk portions of the sidewalk project should be tied up very shortly. So.
All right. Now, you mentioned while we were, just before we went on the air here, the Dundas Dukes, did they make a presentation last night?
Or? The Dundas Dukes, basically, Mike Ludwig from the Dukes just came to the council meeting to talk a little bit about the being awarded the 2022 state tournament along with Faribault. And the area will have the state amateur baseball B and C tournaments in 2022. The Dukes will be sharing the honor of hosting it along with the city of Faribault. Look forward to a pretty exciting time. I understand that I wasn't here then, but it was about 19 years ago that. The Dukes and Northfield were able to share the tournament, and mm-hmm. I think it was a great opportunity for both communities.
Yeah, that was the best of all worlds, with the two ballparks being just a couple of miles apart, but Northfield needs a little upgrade in their facilities to do that in the 21st century, but there are people working on that.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, and maybe that 0.5% sales tax, 30% go to other projects.
You never know. Right.
All right. John, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.